can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back. This is the Ralph Winterode Show with Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to disclose something that this is monumental. It has to do with how can you be a dual citizen. It has to be how can you have anchor babies in this country. It has to do with how can we have any people that are public officers of any of the several states. It has to do, you are either under the inalienable rights from the Creator, with the Union of States, with the Republican form of government, as a citizen of one of the several states where you have constitutionally secured rights, or you can step into, realistically, devil's man's world under the plenary power of Congress. On their plantation, you have no rights, you have no remedies, you have no constitutions, you have no nothing. You can't own property because you are a fiction in law made up. You can be anything you want. You have no law of the land. It's all a ruse. It's all a lie. But you have to be able to understand how they did it. And we keep signing up for it. Esau in the Bible. I thought that would really get these preachers to maybe take a look at some of this. He, for some lentil beans and porridge and stuff, he gave away his birthright. That is his lineage, that is his property. He has lost it all. God hated Esau. It says, so I think it was in Romans, for what he did. We do not understand who we are, because we have been lied to and we have been conned. If you want to be a Christian with inalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence, in one of the sovereign countries known as the several states, where you exercise the right of suffrage and the elective franchise. All these things I'm talking about, I have evidence of. You have to be a citizen of one of the several states. We have been conned. Because now everything is a citizen of the United States. You can't vote. You can't get bank accounts. You can't do anything without somewhere there is a citizen of the United States embedded in there, and nobody knows what the heck it is. But it sounds really good. It should be a citizen of man's law, i.e., I worship the devil. Because, see, you see, I don't have any Ten Commandments. I don't have to have any morals. I can love pedophiles. I can worship like Hollywood does. Oh, they don't have a problem. That town is so full of pedophiles and rapists, and I will do anything, especially the women. Get me on the couch, man. I'll be in a movie. Yay! Really. This stuff is so far out there that people won't believe it. How do they do it? Has anybody ever seen? I have four original documents I got out of the Department of Justice, and I got another one redacted. When you are naturalized, when you come into this country from somewhere, it takes 5 years, supposed to, you have to say, I hereby declare on oath, I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of which I have been a subject or a citizen, blah, blah, blah. How can that exist with dual citizenship? You cannot have allegiance, say, if you're dual citizens to Israel and the United States. How does that work? How can this be so? It can be done. Because you have to understand the facts. You have to understand there's the truth, and then there's the shadow government, or the lying side, the devil's side of what's going on. How do they do it? We don't understand that and can't explain it. We're going nowhere. You can't do this stuff from rote. How do they do it? A citizen of the United States that has the same rights as white citizens as codified in 42 U.S.C. 1981, 1982, and 1980 was for the blacks. It was the first Civil Rights Act, and that is a fact. They memorialized it in the 14th Amendment. Then Congress, 2 years later in 1870, had an epiphany. It says, oh, you know what? Oh, you blacks, you know, we could get around and naturalize you, and you're equal in all respects. So you wouldn't have the same rights as white citizens. You're all equal. Oh, well, we won't talk about that, though, because nobody ever figured out or conned. You don't hear anybody talk about the Act of 1870. You don't even hear about 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982 and 1988. Same rights as white citizens? Where is the NAACP and the Sovereign Law of Poverty, folks, when you need them? Where's Al Sharpton? Hey, black boy over there, you got the same rights as white citizens? You say something like that, they'll shoot you. Discriminatory. It's codified. Read it. But nobody understands it. You see, you can have dual citizenship if you are a citizen of the United States. If you are a citizen of Texas or a citizen of North Carolina, you can't. That's where you have the law of the land in that sovereign country called one of the several states. But Congress made up a fictional citizen of the United States for the civil rights, for the 14th Amendment. They just made it up. Sounds good. That's how you have dual citizenship. Because, you see, in that world, it's the same as, well, I sit on the board of AT&T. Well, I can sit on the board of Verizon. No, it's fictional. I can sit, I can be a partner in an organization, limited partnership. There's no law against that. That's how they pull it off. Because that citizenship is not the law of the land, does not bind you to anything. Because a citizen of the United States has nothing except what Congress can give him and a few things, which I'm going to read off before the show's over, what you have. This is the National Voter Registration Act. Now, the thing that I came up with that I found, because I was researching this out, is called, it's 185, I don't know if it's on the internet or not, but if you want a copy, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and you'll get it. It's 185, A period, L period, R period, space, F-E-D, period, 155. It was originally published in 2003. And it says validity, construction, and application of the National Voter Registration Act, which was done in, this one is done in 1993. Interestingly enough, who does it have application to? Well, let's go down here and see what it says. Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Do citizens of the United States have a fundamental right to vote? No. Can we prove it? Yes. The only place citizens have a fundamental right is in the District of Columbia, because it defines a citizen of the United States as a qualified elector, because there is no several states. They're under the plenary power of Congress. And that's a fact. Territories are possessions. You're a citizen of the United States. In the several states, nope. Supreme Court has ruled absolutely, positively a lie. In the citizens of the several states is where your elective franchise and the right of suffrage is. So they go on to say in this, this comes out of the thing. So then who does the, and let's get around here and find out here. So who does, when they have these elections, who do they have application for? Let me find that here. The National Voter Registration Act applies only to elections for federal office. Only to federal office. Okay, if that's true, how do I elect anybody that is going to be apply for a quote state office? Say in Texas, got a public officer of Texas. Is he federal? Is that North Carolina too? Minnesota? How do we do that? This doesn't make sense, does it? Oh, it does. See, the only people the office has application to, according to their stuff, is the office of, they say office of, that's another killer thing. President or vice president, senator or representative, or a delegate or resident commissioner to Congress. That's their stuff. That's the only thing that has application to. Well, then how in the holy heck, pardon my French, do you get somebody elected to a, quote, state office? You can't. This is their stuff. That's the only thing it has application to. And every one of the states on their stuff, there's a couple of citizens of the United States of America, which is a traveling citizenship, but almost without exception, you have to be a citizen of the United States. And it only applies to federal offices. But see, they've redefined stuff. This really gets them in the knickers. You have to redefine things to make it work. How are we going to do that? Well, you see, you have to go into, and I'm going to go into, I didn't copy that over here. You have to go in, and they always go look at the definitions. Because nothing is what it seems. It's always something different. What is a state? Should say several states. Isn't that what it says in the Constitution of the United States? The privileges and immunities of the people in the several states. You can go to another one, and your civil rights is the same over there. Not political rights, but civil rights. It says that in the Constitution of the United States. See, one of the first cues when you go reading this stuff, and these people know how to do it, in this particular thing, they use United States Constitution instead of Constitution of the United States. Is there a difference? Sounds good. Is the United States Constitution the same in all respects as the Constitution of the United States? No. You have a subject, an object, and a Constitution of the United States. You have of as a proposition or a prepositional or a prepositional phrase. The is an article. A the Constitution. If you say United States Constitution, those are nouns that are used as adjectives, called the compounding of nouns, using as an adjective describing a Constitution, not the Constitution. Big difference. Totally black and white. Different as day is from night. They use United States Constitution in this. Isn't that amazing? They probably don't know anything, though. These people write this stuff? Yeah, they wouldn't do that to us, would they? So now my question is, if you want to run for governor of Texas, but the federal election, it says the National Voter Registration Act that you have to sign up for is only for the president, vice president, senator, representative, and then they got things out of the District of Columbia. How in the heck did the District of Columbia get involved in this mess? Why would I be voting for delegates for the District of Columbia? It's not one of the several states. Well, we have to go back and look at the definitions. You see, this kills them because this, when their definition, the term state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. So the state of the United States and the District of Columbia are on equal terms. And their elections, it says so, only has application to the president, vice president, senator, representative, and commissioners and stuff out of D.C. You see how they box them into it? This is absolutely a killer. Back in a minute.
Folks, folks.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Okay. We're back here. This is critical, man. This is a killer. It says right here, they defined office of the president or vice president, then they got comma of senator or representative in or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. To the Congress. What does the Constitution say? What do they say? Office of the president or vice president? What does the Constitution say? Oh, it says office of the president of the United States. Oh, we left out that of the United States. Oh, we don't need to. That's just extraneous stuff. We don't need that. We don't need to identify that. See the game? The con. It ain't a game, it's a con. And they defined federal office as the office of the president. In 1935, the federal agency means President of the United States. Really? How can the President of the United States be an agency? Duh. They have entered this stuff by words to enslave us, to overthrow our republic. But we've got them black and white, because if you have federal elections only for the office of the president, vice president, and the way they got this all worded, that all comes under basically United States of America as a sovereign body politic, of which I have 110 cases in United States District Court, a non-constitutional court, in the public record, in their complaints from the Department of Justice. Tell me it ain't so, Bubba. Who is United States of America a sovereign body politic? Oh, but it gets better in this document. Because you'd go read this, you'd say, well, okay. Let's see, we use United States Constitution because we don't know how to use Constitution of the United States. And then we get down to, let me find the 10th Amendment stuff here. In this document, because this is a killer too. How do they get around the 10th Amendment? Because you see, the 10th Amendment kind of has a deal about all things not given to the state and to the people, or to this in this Constitution, reserved to the states of the people. Well, we don't need that. How do we get around that? Let's see if we find the thing here where it says this. Just can't believe this. Well, it's true if you understand the 10th Amendment. The constitutional, we said this act is constitutional over the defendant's argument that it violates the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Doesn't use Constitution of the United States. Now, there's cases and stuff on the court and defense. 10th Amendment argument was based on the assertion that the power to regulate registration in the manner set forth by the National Voter Registration Act was not delegated to the United States and thus exceeded Congress's constitutional grant of authority. But the defendants pointed out no case which either directly or in analogy supported their position. Have they not heard of Cruikshank? Which I'm going to read the stuff out of that. Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse cases. Do you know those cases aren't in this thing? No Cruikshank, no Slaughterhouse. These are holdings by the Supreme Court of the United States after the 14th was passed. Oh, we don't talk about that. The court emphasized that the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote, or rather establish the method over which otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right to vote. Do you know what they just said there? It does not establish who's entitled to vote. You can't do it. It is a felony unless in Minnesota and North Carolina, if you do not say you're a citizen of the United States. Rappert in Minnesota was denied the, quote, right to vote. But it says, it doesn't have about who's entitled to. Oh, wait a minute. The who is entitled to is called the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise, and that is only if you are domiciled in one of these several states. That is the power. The right to vote is when you show up, they can't have somebody at the dang door saying, oh, use black, white, purple, whatever, can't stop you from doing it. The right to vote is not the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise. They say it right there. If you know what they're doing. They go on to say, South Carolina was fighting the 10th Amendment. They say the 10th Amendment provided no protection for South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and 15th Amendments of the United States Constitution. Since the Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections, and the National Voter Registration Act is limited to federal regulation, federal regulations. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. The court reasoned the 10th Amendment. 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's power under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Really? We don't need that 10th Amendment. What does that 10th Amendment say? Is that true? Depends on what your foundation is. Back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. So we don't use President of the United States. We use Office of the President. Article 6 uses laws of the United States. We use federal law. Is a federal law in the Constitution of the United States? No. Do these people not know that the Constitution said laws of the United States or says statutes of the United States? They don't know that. Of course not. We are using federal law, which is in the headless fourth branch of government, and I have a 400-page book done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1937. But you're welcome to get free. I can even email it. I broke it down into, I think, 3 or 4 emails. I'm limited to number of emails per hour, but I can still get it to somebody that wants it. The headless fourth branch of government. Agencies. They're not elected by us. Because, you see, Congress no longer makes laws of the United States. Well, how can we prove that? You see, we started off with the 1789 with statutes of the United States, and it was about 1905 we started with the, quote, public law nonsense, public laws of the United States of America. And by it's either 1929 or 1930, we no longer make statutes of the United States in the front of the statute book. We make public laws of the United States of America. Isn't that just plain facial? Did something happen? Did we have an election? Did they tell the people? Why does the United States of America show up after the 17th Amendment? no longer United States. The only two courts that they use United States, it's in Rule 4 of the Federal Circuit Court of Federal Court of Claims, Rule 4 in the comma, it's got to be United States, not United States of America. Why in all of these United States courts you will not see counsel for the United States of America, even though it's the plaintiff? They say on behalf of. That means it's going to, the United States is benefiting or buying through. What happened to counsel for the United States of America, the plaintiff? Oh, we can't say that. Because there is none. How do they get around the United States of America as a sovereign body politic? They say that in complaints. They're taking it as true. Well, you know what? Nobody's ever adjudicated it. Nobody's ever brought up the counsel for the United States of America. Why? If you got a plaintiff, don't you have to have a counsel for the plaintiff? This thing here is absolutely a killer. How do they get around the 10th Amendment? The 10th Amendment has no application because they're saying that the 14th and the 15th Amendment, Congress can do anything it wants. That's what it says. It says the Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections. It is the election for the President of the United States, not federal elections. The court reasoned inapplicable by its own terms. How did it get out? The 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. So how do we counter that? How do we go about understanding the fact that I can't get up? Anybody, all the elections don't only have the, with the office of the president, not the president of the United States, vice president, Senate and representatives. They call them United States senators, not senators of the United States. It's all in the words, so it don't make any difference. Words don't have any meanings, do they? Then why do they use definitions? Then in Rappert's case, up there they say, God, what was that word? We don't use the terms. I'll have to look it up. I couldn't make this stuff up. There's 800 and some term definition of means. Means is the exclusive brand new use of a word or phrases. Supreme Court said so. They call them nuances. A nuance? When they use the word dog means cat, that's a nuance? Are we talking about putty cats or canines? Sheesh. This is like, I don't know. I mean, just, you can't make this stuff up. It's so ridiculously fraudulent when you understand what's going on and learn how to read this. Why don't they say, how come it doesn't say federal law, federal, it says laws of the United States. They're statutes of the United States. Doesn't say federal law. Doesn't say office of the president. It says president of the office of the president of the United States. You got to find out office of the president means what? Where? Oh, we left that part out because it's extra. It's baggage. We don't need to identify because everybody knows what they think they don't know. And I'm one of them. I guarantee you. Almost everything I thought I knew about the government is a lie. I thought I owned my car. I don't. I thought I owned my land. I actually do because I went through the private land to claim and register with the newspaper and all that and put it in the record, but I got to fight for it. Rappert's case is going up to the Supreme Court of Minnesota on a discretional petition next week. The truth, the holdings of the Supreme Court are irrelevant. We just don't talk about it. Another case that I can't let the name out in the in the United States District Court. United States and United States of America are the same thing. Oh, really? Isn't that amazing? And they cite a couple of cases where some, they're not precedents, they're not even reported. But, oh, we're going to rely on that. Really? You see, we can now understand that I got complaints. The Internal Revenue Service is an agency of the United States of America. And it's on behalf of the United States. So United States, also known as United States of America, with its agency, Internal Revenue Service, gets us into the Federal Court of Claims. That's where we're headed next. Just haven't quite got there yet, because it's a lot of work to document this stuff out. And I am going, I'm working on, I put it off, but the status is so important. But now I'm going to put in this stuff here. This is a killer. You see, I have, quote, registered to vote in Alaska as a citizen of Alaska. And I gave them the stuff. I wanted them to take me on. They wouldn't do it. I have a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I changed it right in front of them. I wanted them to say, no, you can't do this. Didn't blink an eye. That's the problem that I have, is most of the stuff that I do, unfortunately, I have to work through other parties that don't do this 24/7 like I do. I have to find somebody that's willing to fight. And I provide legal documents. Don't charge. Take donations, though, and I do need donations if I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. But I'm not surrendered, ever. I had about 20, 30 minutes of that once on my first misdemeanor charge. I just totally, I don't want to say, it was like I threw up my hands. And I come after that, I said, you know, had a little prayer. I said, I'm going to look at these guys that they're the principalities of evil. I am up against the devil, and I'm going to win against these lying bastards. And I got, I don't know, 6 or 7 misdemeanors dismissed based on simply getting in and questioning as soon as the jury, all jury members have to say they're citizens of the United States on the record. Alaska and federal. I don't know about all the other states, how they do it, but has to be on the record. So I said, well, if you just testified here under oath, you're a citizen of the United States. What is that? Oops, oops, and oops. What is it? Do you know? Can you prove it? Gotta have evidence. That's the thing, is what they're saying on some of these cases. I haven't checked the cases yet because I've had the time working on other stuff. But, well, there's no evidence that there's no, they didn't cite a case law. Are these people stupid writing these attorneys, these attorney generals? Do they not know about Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse and some of these cases? Sheesh. They're holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. We have to know, because they talk about the fundamental rights of a citizen of the United States. What are the fundamental rights of a citizen of the United States? I found this, amazingly, out of the Congressional Record of 1938, January 13th, and I found this out, and it comes out of Minority Number 156, 49th Congress, 2nd Session of the United States, February 25th, 1887, ordered to be printed, where they did a research with all this stuff. And they talk about the states are to be free, equal, and sovereign. But getting down to stay on point with the limited time we have, what are the rights of citizens of the United States enumerated? It says so. This comes from the Slaughterhouse cases and the Cruikshank cases. It's on page 437, 1938. Quote, rights of the citizens of the United States enumerated. They are as follows. The right to come to the seat of government, that's the District of Columbia, to assert any claim he may have upon the government, that's the government of the United States, by the way, to transact any business he may have with it, to seek its protection, to share its offices, to engage in administering its functions. Next one. The right of free access to the seaports, through which all operations of foreign commerce are conducted, to the subtreasuries, land offices, and courts of justice in the several states. How are you going to have courts of justice in the several states if we have a National Voter Registration Act? That's going to be a real interesting question. You think if you know how to deal with that one? The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over his life, liberty, and property when on the high seas and within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. Where's that at? To the passport. Are the passports constitutional? Absolutely. How do we know that? Let me pull up and see what it says. See, people say, oh, the passports are... Read it. Read what the passport says. And I'm pulling it up so I quote it exactly. It's in 8 U.S.C. 1101 22. That's another thing. They will never use the definition for alien in all the lawsuits. They can't, because it says national of the United States in it. I can't go there. National thing. But what does 8 U.S.C. 1101 22B say? I mean, I'm going on the assumption that those people in Congress knew what the hell they were legislating, right? The term, end quotation mark, national of the United States, that's me, end quote, means as exclusive use of something. A, capital A, a citizen of the United States, or, I am either a cat or a dog. I am not both. Or, B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. There's your citizens of the several states, domiciled in the several states with inalienable rights and all that. It's in B. On the passport, it says citizen/national of the United States. Read it. It's on the second. Flip your passport open. It's on the right-hand side. The next page in. About halfway down. So it's constitutional. See, that's what they do. But who's going to look this stuff up and understand what it means? Of course, most people wouldn't. How would they know? How are we supposed to figure this stuff out? So getting back to the rights of... I'll close this one here. Getting back to what I was reading from, because foreign commerce and all that, that's the protection as a citizen of the United States or as a citizen of the United States of America, and actually it's an American citizen. That comes out of when they were back in 1792 or somewhere along in there when England was getting our sailors. Next thing, the right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over his life, liberty and property when on the high seas or within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. That's what the passport's about, is to give me safe passage in the high seas or foreign government, because I'm a citizen of the United States or I'm a national of the United States, which means I'm a citizen of one of the several states. The right to peacefully assemble and petition Congress for a redress of grievances and to the writ of habeas corpus. The right to use the navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. All rights secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. Really? Oh, we don't use that no more. Then proceeds the court, there are rights, quoting again, which pertain to a citizen in his character, in his character of a citizen of the United States and are therefore subject to federal jurisdiction and power, character of, which grow out of prohibitions in the Constitution of the United States on state action. That is a killer. It's a prohibition on state action. Of such is the right to be absolved of all consequences of the bill of attainder, ex post facto laws, and laws impairing the obligation of contracts enacted by the states, and the rights secured against prohibited state actions as expressed by the three new amendments to the Constitution, end quote. Thirteen, 14th, and 15th are not original. Back in a minute.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm not going to have time to read everything that I want, but what is really critical? What is really critical? State of the United States conclusively is tied only to federal elections, which is tied conclusively to a citizen of the United States, which is conclusively tied to only taxes that they're coming after you. State of the United States. You will find that in your state codes. It's only federal elections. But the office of the president, not of the United States, vice president, not Cruikshank. This is United States versus Cruikshank. The equality of the right of citizens is a principal republicanism. Every Republican government is in duty bound to protect its citizens in the enjoyment of this principle, if within its power. That duty was originally assumed by the states, and it still remains there. The only obligation resting on the United States is to see that the states do not deny that right. The Amendment 14th guarantees this, but no more. And I'm going to run out of time, but let's see here. Let's read this part. It is now firmly settled the provisions are directly solely against state laws and state actions through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled, that's a precedent, that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights. That's important. But the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action. They're not organic amendments. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction. A power of correction. A power to give redress against a prohibited state action. That the exercise, the actual exercise of efficient power of Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action is really being taken somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. That citizen of the United States 14th Amendment is a crock. It is a prohibition against something. It is not an original commandment. Go look at the end of it. It says it's an article. It doesn't even say it's an amendment. Because it can't. We have to wise up. But state of the United States is strictly for federal folks. And it's strictly for federal law, not laws of the United States. And it is strictly for citizens of the United States. Well, if they're legislating only for citizens of the United States, then your Internal Revenue Service flows a forcery, which means by a more important reason, is only for citizens of the United States. Well, guess what? When I file my status, that is self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. And it's a felony under 18 U.S.C. 911 to claim to be a citizen of the United States if I can't prove it. And I can't prove it. I can prove I am not. I have a public record, self-authenticating, and I am going to get that done with this latest stuff. That's why. See, there's always a reason why I don't get it done. I don't know how that works out, but it does. This is a killer. How do you have anybody that works for a state public officer if it's only federal elections that has no application to it? And they demand that you submit to that to go to vote. Because all of these states are merely municipalities under the United States. Anyway, I hope you got some information. I've enjoyed it. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And pray for President or for Kavanaugh to be elected. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.